A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. "God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you." He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." The Gospel of the Lord. The rain beat down hard while I was sleeping last night. When I awoke, I remembered a family camping trip many years ago. We had pitched our tent at the top of Mount Mitchell in North Carolina, the highest point in the eastern U.S., and for 4 days we lived among the clouds, so wet the campfire wouldn't light, so damp the clothes hung on the clothesline just got wetter, so foggy that if one of the boys climbed up the hill, we could no longer see him. So when the evening weather report predicted that a thunderstorm was about to wet us even more, my husband Dan and I cried out to the kids, "Let's go get a hotel." I have never seen 4 kids move so fast to take down the soggy tent and roll up damp sleeping bags and pack up the van. As we drove down the mountain, the fog thickened. The rain poured down. The sky blackened. And the windshield wipers swished as fast as they could swish, but it didn't matter. We couldn't see. We couldn't pull over, for there were only guardrails and cliffs. And Dan's fists tightened as he gripped the steering wheel. I sat next to 9-month-old Christy and prayed. We could not see anything. Have you ever been there? In a sheet of snow so solid, in a rainstorm so thick, in a dust storm so dense that the windshield wipers wouldn't work and you couldn't see where you were going. In the Gospel reading today, that's just what happened to Peter. In last week's Gospel, it was like the sun was shining when he declared, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Then Jesus told the disciples that he was going to Jerusalem to suffer and be killed. For Peter, it was like the fog, the rain, the snow, or the dust storm descended, and his windshield wipers no longer worked, and he could not see the road where the road was leading. And in that fear and uncertainty, he shouted out, "No, Jesus, this will never happen to you." Sometimes we joke about Peter's sudden change of tune from last week to this. For, of course, we know the end of the story. Peter loved Jesus. And so he cried no to grief, and he cried no to disruption, and he pushed back against the coming heartache. His windshield wipers wouldn't work. He had no idea where the road was, and the uncertainty of it blinded him with fear. Have you ever been there? You and I, we can be happily driving down the road of life when suddenly, out of the blue, a thunderstorm hits us. There's an internal woe to a diagnosis of cancer, a no to the splitting apart of a mother and a father in a marriage, the no to the gossip that ruins your reputation, the sudden self-doubt that makes you not able to function, and the no to the anguish of the loss of a mother, or father, or grandmother, or friend, or child, or husband, or wife, or brother, or sister. And the windshield wipers won't work, and we have no idea where the road is. Let us not write off Peter's reaction so glibly just because we know the end of the story. Let us not write off the pain of others because it's only partly cloudy where we live. The heaviness of grief, anxiety, or fear is like traveling in a fog of uncertainty. And in that fog, we have no idea what lies ahead. We have come to the end of the summer of 2014, and it has been a stormy season. Bombings in Gaza, Ebola virus in Africa, riots in Ferguson, Missouri, the Islamic State in Syria, and now Russian tanks in the Ukraine. Dark clouds are looming. In that uncertainty, even though we pray and turn the windshield wipers on full blast, we cannot clearly see where the road ahead will take us. What about Peter's very human answer, his outburst of fear? It was not Jesus' answer. Jesus did not leave Peter to his own understanding. He said, "You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Our human tendency is to clench the steering wheel when the fog gets thick, to cling tighter when we cannot see the road, to tense up when the windshield wipers won't work. But Jesus stretches us too when he says, "Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." And what are we to do about uncertainty? Jesus calls us to a deeper response there also. He whispers, "Move over. Let go. Let me drive." And so we murmur yes to Jesus. We open our yes to surrender. If we have to cling tightly, we cling to the one who runs the universe. And yes, we did make it down that mountain that day. It took us almost 6 hours to get the 61 miles to Irvin, Tennessee. But it felt so good to step out of that van onto solid ground in the wee hours of the morning. And the 7 of us, soggy, exhausted, 7 of us crowded into one dry room of a strip motel and collapsed on the dry floor and curled up in the dry sheets. Have you ever noticed, when a crisis is over, how much you truly appreciate those who rode in the car with you? And so, my friends, let us pray for those in our world who live in a fog of uncertainty. Let us fall into the arms of God and pray together. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God. And when anxiety and fear threaten to overwhelm me, Jesus, just hold me. You are my God whom I seek. And yes, I will get up and help you change the world in just a moment. But for now, Jesus, just hold me. And when the windshield wipers won't work and I cannot see where I am going, Jesus, just hold me. For in none but you will my soul be satisfied. And my soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God.